Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our Lord. And we are excited for God to give us another opportunity today, which is Friday the 16th of June, 2023. We are already on the middle of the month, right on the center of the month. The month is going so fast, but we are excited because our God, He owns the time, the weather, He owns everything, and we are excited because we have Him. He is on our side, and we know if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? We know we are more than conquerors through Christ our Savior. So this morning we are excited, and we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement for one can put 1,000 to flight, and 2 can put 10,000. And we are more than 2 here. We are more than 3, and we can put thousands upon thousands to flight. And we just thank God for what He is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So let us pray, go before the Lord in prayer, and praying a prayer of agreement. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, our Heavenly Father, who out be thy name. Yes, let your kingdom come and your will, Father God, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for giving us today our daily bread, because you are the one who supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all our debts, all our shortcomings, all our iniquities. We thank you for forgiving us, and that we forgive those who have offended us. We learn from you, a forgiving God, a merciful God, a loving God. We learn from you, the one who cleanses us and washes us as white as snow. When you wash us with your hyssop and you restore our joy, and we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this morning you are a forgiving God, that our sins, yes, will not be remembered no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for leading us not into any temptation, but to deliver us from all evil. Even if the enemy might come to us in one way, he will flee in 7 ways. For greater is you, Lord, who is in us than he who is against us. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name this morning, for not casting us away from your presence, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for not even taking away your Holy Spirit from us. We thank you for restoring us, yes, the joy of our salvation, and giving us a willing heart, Father, a willing spirit that can sustain us, and that we will share with the world that what you have done for us, and tell the world that there is a Savior whose name is Jesus, who is a healer, who is a deliverer, who is a sustainer. Father, who is a restorer, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, for there is no one like you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to trust in you, Father, and depending on you, Father, with all our hearts, Father, and we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord. For you order our steps, Father. Yes, even when where we walk is rough, Father, you make it smooth. Even if it is crooked, Lord, you make it straight in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, this morning as we continue to believe and trust in you, Lord, for the healing of our sisters and brothers who are out there. Yes, we remember our sister who is in Pakistan, Father. We were praying and believing for her healing. Yes, we know you already heard us as we called on you yesterday, and we are just praising you right now for hearing and answering our prayers, the ones we put on their behalf, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for Ashton, this six-year-old boy, Father, who was fighting for his life, we thank you, Father God, that you heal his body and restore, Father, even the trauma the little boy has gone through under the mother's friend, Father. We just pray that this man be dealt with according to the laws of the land, but above all, that he come to repentance and come to know you. That's why we keep on believing and trusting for men to be saved, that they will not perish, because that is your desire, for men not to perish, but to come to repentance and come to know you, Father. We know, Father God, that it is the control of the enemy who is using him. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father, we are still believing for 2,300 souls to come to the kingdom this year of 2023. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come to repentance, Father, to their deliverance and their healing, that you touch their hearts of stone and turn them around to the heart of flesh, that when you stand at the door of their hearts, Father, knocking, that they will open the door for you, open and let you in their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, you so loved this world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have brothers and sisters from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, who are perishing right now. Yes, they are walking around blind and they think they can see. They are lost and they think they are on the right way, on the right path. But this morning, Father God, we cry out to you, Lord, that you draw them, Father. Draw them near you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Some are so tired and weary because they are laboring on their own, not knowing that there is a God who said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and that you give rest. You are a rest giver, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are a yoke bearer, because you said you to take your yoke, which is light, and exchange it with our heavy laden, Father, and learn from you, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are meek and you have a lowly heart. You have a loving heart. You have a caring heart. You have a considerate heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that they come, yes, and repent and turn away and night and say, what can I do to be saved? To be, what can I do? And you answered and said, verily, 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 unless except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And let them turn and be born again, have their Nicodemus experience. And some are just like prodigal sons. They have gone astray. They are out there eating with the pigs and not forgetting that they have left abundance in their father's house for one reason or another. Maybe somebody said something or did something they didn't like, and they got upset and frustrated and left. I pray, Father God, that they come to their senses and say, I go back home. When they come, Father God, you prepare us, those who are still here, yes, as a body of Christ, that we welcome them. We don't condemn them. We don't accuse them, but we welcome them in love, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you because you are a reasonable God. You are such a reasonable God. You are full of mercy and grace. You are the one who said, yes, now come. Come, let us reason together. You said, even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Even if they are red as crimson, they shall be washed clean and be as wool. So I pray, Father God, I honor you, whatever the stronghold, whatever reasoning somebody is staying out there to keep in sin, to stay out. I just pray, Father God, that they come back. Yes, we break every yoke by the blood of Jesus, every stronghold, whatever, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, whether it's prescription drugs or illegal drugs or whatever it is, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you are a God of deliverance. Yes, that they be delivered, that every yoke be broken, every chain be broken, and they come home in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, even those who are out there who are holding because they have been so sick in their bodies and they have tried everything. I just pray, Father God, that they come and try you because you have been tried and tested and proven to be a deliverer, to be a healer, that they come and receive, Father, their healing because you were wounded, Lord Jesus, for all our transgressions. And you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. This morning we decree and declare that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you heal, Father, even relationships. Father, yes, in these homes, fathers against their own sons or their own children, and mothers against their own daughters, and parents and husbands and wives, all bickering and fighting. We just come against all this order, this disorder going on in the families, Father. Even the single family household, there's a lot of chaos going on. But this morning, Father God, we call to a God who calms the storm. Yes, the storms of life. You calm every storm. It abides on your command. It hears your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. And you gave us that authority. You have given us, Father, that we can say to this mountain, be removed, and it will be removed and be pulled and thrown into the sea. In the name of Jesus, and you gave us the authority that the enemy, the devil, is under our feet. And this morning, Father God, we take charge of that
mighty name of Jesus, for husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, actually gave himself for the church in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, where there is love, submission is easy. So wives, submit themselves to their own husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and children obeying their parents, for this is a command with a promise. I pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, Father. Even those relationships, those couples whose relationship has been hanging by the thread, I pray for restoration and putting it back together, that they forgive whatever the offense is, that they forgive. And some are just getting deceived, thinking grass is greener somewhere else, but it's not. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, I honor you for these young people, Father, the older people, the older women, to teach the young people, yes, to take care of themselves and to love their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for restoring, yes, whatever the cankerworm has eaten and has stolen from us, that you restore it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, because most of the chaos and disorder that we are experiencing right now in our world right now, it all started at home, the disorder and the dysfunction that started at home. And now there are adults and some are in positions of authority. We can see even how they are managing the power that has been invested on them, that they are abusing the power. Some of them are now in positions of authority, even the leadership of our nation, Father. We can see the chaos and the childishness and the selfishness that is going on, because it all started with the dysfunction at home. That's why we continue to pray and believe for a restoration of home, for salvation and deliverance and healing of many kinds. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray, Father God, for the leadership of our nation, Father, those in different positions of authority, the executive branch, the president, the vice president, and their cabinet, Father, those who advise them, that they advise them well, they receive good counsel, Father, and make good decisions and do what's right. Our legislative branch, Father, the Senate, the House of Representatives, that they do what is right, Father, that they actually legislate and do good, Father, the judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court, the lower courts, and the Congress, that they enforce and come with laws that are good for the betterment of the people. I thank you, Father God, as we continue to believe and trust in your word, Father, because your word is true, and it will not return to you void, but it accomplished what you have assigned it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we believe as your people that we are called by your name, Father, and we are humbling ourselves this morning as we pray and seeking your face, Father, and turning away from our wicked ways on behalf of our brothers and sisters and nations out there. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you hear us from heaven and forgive. Forgive our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Our land needs healing, Father. It's sick. It's not in good condition. It needs healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, all continents, Father, the African continent, the European continent, the Asian continent, Father, the American continent, the North and South American continent, the whole world, Father God, because you have the whole world in your hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you do not need a passport to go anywhere. You can be anywhere and everywhere at the same time, because you are an omnipresent God, omnipotent God. In Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you that you are those in positions of authority. Yes, that all our systems function well for the betterment of the people, Father. Our health system, our education system, our workforce system, all systems of our life, they function well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even right now, as the children are on their summer break, that you take care for them, Father. Some parents are still, this is week two, some are going on week one, still struggling to find a caregiver, someone to take care of their children. While they are away, I just pray, Father God, that you give them a good child care provide for them, someone who cares for the children, not take advantage and abuse the children. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray for the parents that you give them wisdom, that they place their children in the hands of reliable, trustworthy people, loving people. In the mighty name of you, Father God, I honor you. And as we pray, Father, for these abuses going on, even in the senior citizen communities, those people who are supposed to care for our seniors, our elderly, some are being abused and taken advantage of. I heard a story not too long ago of seniors being manipulated and robbed of their retirement monies and stolen of their nice goods, the jewelry and their belongings by the people who are supposed to care for them. We just pray, Father God, that this deceitfulness and this abuse be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to believe and trust in you, even for the care of our spiritual leaders, Father, those whom you put in the positions of authority in the body of Christ, the fivefold ministries, Father. Yes, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, even the missionaries, Father, those who are in a foreign land spreading the good news. I pray, Father God, some are just trying to adjust in the weather of those places you have assigned them to go, Father. I just pray that zealousness and that joy, that enthusiasm that they had at the beginning will not die out, Father, because you continue to stir up, Father, those gifts that you have given them. In the mighty name of Jesus, if they adjust on different weathers, different languages, and even different foods, Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you keep and take care of their families, those that they left in their homes, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, that you have given us, yes, these apostles and pastors as a gift, Father, for the furtherance of the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be shepherds of, to shepherd the sheep, Father. And you are a giver of gifts, good gifts, because that's what you promised us, Father, that you have given us pastors out of your own heart that would teach and encourage and counsel your people in love, Father. And they are not intimidated by the people's faces, but they do what is right and preach your word in season and out of season without any compromising, Father. They will not be controlled by even those who are financially stable in the congregation. They do not have authority over them. They do what you have assigned them to do and do it well. Yes, being led by your Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we continue to pray for them, because that's what you have assigned us to do, Father, to pray for all those who are in positions of authority, both in the spiritual arena and in the natural arena, Father, so that we can live a peaceful life, so that we can live a decent life, a joyful life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We honor you this morning and magnify your name. We praise you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We honor you, Father God. So good morning, everybody. And we thank God again on this day of the 16th of June 2023 that the Lord has given us at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance that God has given us. So before we get the lines open, so that we can acknowledge who is here and whatever the Lord has in store for us this morning, I just want to share with you what has been bubbling on my in my spirit. And it has been going on all week long, just bubbling in my spirit, and God ministering to me in faith. You know, based on my situation, I think I had given a prayer request a couple of times that I needed to make decision, and I have contractors who are working help in this project I am doing, and that they do well. But the Holy Spirit kept on encouraging me about faith. And last night I attended a Bible study, and they do talked about faith as well. And I said, oh, the Holy Spirit and God, our God is not a God of disorder, but he is a God of order. So I do feel confident in knowing that I am lining up with what God is doing or what the atmosphere is right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about faith. And our scripture of the week is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So when I saw this scripture of the week, I saw faith, and God has been ministering to me about faith, as I said a while ago, concerning my personal situation. And I don't know what your situation is, but without faith, we cannot please him. Everything we do, we have to rely on faith. And faith, the Bible says in Hebrews, I believe, that faith is a substance of things that we hope for and an evidence of things that are not seen. So to me, faith is what we speak, what we declare. You can't speak against the very thing you love, the very thing you like. Sometimes, as we always remind each other that we come here or everywhere else, when I say we, that includes me, that includes you and everybody else, us as a body of Christ, sometimes we ask God to do something for us. We pray, we make our needs known, we make a request, but then we turn around as soon as we depart from that prayer posture, or to depart from that position of prayer, or where we have been, or be, like right now, as we hang up the First phone call you make at your lunch break, tea break, is to tell someone how defeated you are, how things are not going well. When earlier this morning we just prayed, asking God to help us, to sustain us, deliver us, provide, or whatever it is, then we go the very same thing. We are confessing defeat. But we are speaking spirit. And what we say is we put it in the atmosphere and it will become. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures. So I encourage you, if you have for you to grab your piece of paper or notebook and a pen and give you these scriptures. And they were encouraging to me. They helped me throughout this week because I was feeling a little bit low. But now I am popped up. I am ready to go. And I feel that I got it. You know, the iron sharpens iron. So these platforms and what we are doing here, it's encouraging each other, sharpening each other, as well as standing on the gap, praying and interceding for others. And we cannot give what we don't have. What we have is what we give. So we need to get it together ourselves so that we can share with others. Not that we don't have. This is just encouraging sharpening each other like we always do. So speaking about faith, Matthew 17, 20, this is Jesus when he was talking to his disciples after he had performed a miracle. So we just read verse 20. If you want, you can read the whole chapter 17 to hear the background and to see how, why he had said so. And Jesus replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Excuse me. So this faith, Jesus is saying, all you need is that faith of a mustard seed. And you can say to this mountain, be ye be moved and be thrown into the sea. And that mountain will obey. This is not literally a mountain, a hill, a big mountain, and tell it to move. These are mountains of life, obstacles, things that make us not move forward in life, things that hinder us to go to the next level, to go to the next step. These are the mountains we command by faith. And he is tying up, I got a revelation in that this is being tied up from the beginning in the book of Genesis when he created man. There he gave him authority over everything. When he said, let us create man in our own image, in our own likeness, and that man he gave him authority. When you look at Adam, in Genesis, when Adam was created, when God gave him authority after the creation, and after all these things he had created from previously before Adam, and when Adam woke up, he did not go to any college. He did not get any degree or geologic degree or any degree, but Adam, when he was given that authority, he could name every tree, he could name every plant, he could name every creation, every four-legged animal, even those with many legs, with wings, whatever. Whatever the name Adam named an animal, an insect, whatever, it is still called that name today. We might have different languages and whatever, but Adam gave it the name. That's how much power and how much authority and wisdom that was placed on Adam. God did not say, let us build a school and had these professors, but he just gave Adam authority. And that's the same authority. And I can see faith right there. It was all by faith. Even on Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we can see the power and authority right there when it got the scripture of the week where we just read that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was nothing. There was no form. The earth was formless and it was empty. It was dark. It was just nothing. But he said a word with authority by faith. And as he did, there was light, there was day, there was heaven, there were earth. And everything was done by faith. And that same faith, that same authority, when he created the man who is like him, he gave them that same authority. Adam named everything. What God has created. God was just creating all these animals and all these little streams of water. And Adam had the sense to say, this is an ocean. This is a sea. This is a river. This is a stream. And he had that same authority. And the Bible says, with that same authority he has given to us, with that same spirit, he has also given us. And we need to operate. And right here where we read in the book of Matthew 17:20, he said, all you need is just that little faith, that small faith that is as small as a mustard seed. And this week I saw a mustard seed as different level. I mean, I have already known, you know, that a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds, you know, very small, but it produces one of the biggest trees. When you go and look a mustard tree, a mustard seed tree, it comes from a very small seed. And that small seed produces this big tree. But this week, as I was studying and sharing and combining what I heard yesterday and what the Holy Spirit has been ministering to me, that a mustard seed is one of those seeds that cannot be altered. Its genetics cannot be altered. It refuses to accept any other seed. It cannot be pollinated with any other seed. It stands on its own by itself. They have tried for years and years, hundreds and hundreds of years, to try to take a mustard seed, go in the lab, and try to make it, you know, produce something else, but it couldn't. We have flowers. We have some fruits. Haven't you seen some fruit when you buy this humongous watermelon and it doesn't have a seed? Seedless watermelon, seedless grape, seedless oranges, all these other fruits. They go in the lab and they mess up their genetics and whatever they do and mix and match different seeds and produce something else. They cross-pollinate them so that they can produce something else. But they have failed to do anything to a mustard seed. It remains what God has created it to be. And this is what Jesus said, all you need is this kind of faith. The faith that cannot be polluted, but is small, small faith. The faith that cannot be altered in any way. And when you have that small faith, like a mustard seed, then you are able to please the Lord. Because without it, you cannot please God. And that put joy in my soul when I found out that we don't need that much. And when we have that small faith is enough to sustain us, that we cannot be polluted. We cannot change, switch up and down, wish-wash, and today we are high, tomorrow we are low, today we are heading towards north, tomorrow we are now heading towards east, or we are going towards south, or we are going west. We are just confused. No, but if we have this faith, like a mustard seed, this small faith, it is enough to please God. It is enough to tell, command that mountain of life, those mountains, those obstacles in our lives that are causing us not to move forward. And we can command them with this little faith, and they will obey. Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either you hate one and you love the other. You will devote yourself to one and despise the other. That's the kind of faith we need. You can't say you have faith and doubt at the same time. Faith and doubt cannot operate together. It's either you are in doubt or you are in faith. You can't be in between. And when you are in this kind of faith, as small as it is, this kind of faith cannot be diluted. This kind of faith cannot be pollinated. It cannot be, you cannot change the DNA of this kind of faith. It stays the same. That's the faith that moves the mountain. And that's the faith that casts all our anxiousness, all our anxiety. It enables us to cast it to God, the one who cares for us. And that is in 1 Peter 5:7. And Philippians 4:6-7. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious for nothing. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let us present our request to God, to our Heavenly Father. This is what we are doing. So we are not out of order. What we are doing right here, what we have been doing for years, right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, is at putting Philippians 4 into life. That we are not even anxious for nothing. But in every situation, I don't know what your situation you woke up on this morning or today. I don't know what your situation is for this week or this month. But one thing, the Word of God is encouraging us, that as we continue to do what we are doing, what is right, not to be anxious, but to bring every situation, every circumstance in prayer and petition. And thanksgiving. We got to give thanks to the God and believe with this small faith, like a mustard seed. And we say to this mountain of life, be ye be removed, and it will obey. Romans, I'm going to give you two more scriptures. Then we'll have time to thank God and acknowledge who is here. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Scripture, it is totally loaded. It said it is reminding us that we are not on our own, but we are functioning through the grace of God. But with this grace, we cannot, belittle others. We cannot downlook others. But we have to operate with this faith. We also operate in soberly. And we don't look down on others, but encourage each other, because everyone was given a measure of faith. So you cannot say, oh, I don't have faith, I don't. But it is in every one of us, we were given a measure of faith, and we need to let that faith function. We need to allow that faith to operate. We can't wish-wash this faith like a mustard seed, this kind of faith that cannot be cross-pollinated. pollinated. This kind of faith that cannot be taken in a lamb and be changed its genetics. Fresh from the Lord himself, he is the giver of faith. And he is the one who gave us the authority and the power. And I'm reminded of Elijah in the Old Testament, and he's also recorded in the New Testament in the book of James 5, verses 17 through 18, where Elijah, it says Elijah was a man with of the same nature as us. He was a man like us, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. That is 3 years and 6 months. Just imagine, 3 years and 6 months. In 3 years and 6 months, a person can get pregnant and have a child. In 3 years and 6 months, and that child is just to combine that. I want you to see how what happened in 3 years and 6 months, and that is mustard seed kind of faith can handle, can make things go. Just to visualize that. That's the kind of faith and that kind of authority that God has given us, that we can operate and function and tell every mountain in our life to be removed. But we can't have this. That's why we continue to encourage our brothers and sisters, those who are not saved, so that they can come to salvation, so they can operate in this kind of faith. And for us who are here, we need to use this kind of faith. And we are speaking spirits. We have what we say. We can command anything and everything by faith. And faith is the the substance of those things that we hope for and the evidence of things that are not seen. So we have to see it in the spirit. And then we say it out loud. And then we walk in that faith. And it becomes in the natural. But it all happens by faith. It starts from within and then it comes out. So this morning at this particular time, the lines are open and we're going to go before the Lord, and you speak whatever it is, whatever obstacle is on your way. Speak it by faith. Command it by faith that it be thrown into the sea and it will obey. Whether it's your health, whether it's your relationship, whether it's finances, whether it's the situation at the workplace, whether it's just family feud going on in your family, whatever it is. Let us open up our mouths and call unto the God who hears, and let us command and speak those things that are not as though they are by faith, and just use that faith of a mustard seed in Jesus' name. Let us go before the Lord right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My
hallelujah.
God, yes,
Lord,
I thank you, Father.
Lord,
yes,
we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning.
Oh, God,
we
take authority, oh God.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said if I don't powerful prayer that Sister Scholastica, you know, I was over today, and I just appreciate God for her word on faith. Prayer for me that continue to study to show my self-approval, what me needed not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that I continue to apply myself and be consistent in it, in Jesus' name, and my prayer, my strength in the Lord, and for my family. They asked me to pray for them, my daughter, for a trailer so they can do their business. Her husband can do their, take care of their business, their barbecue business, and want God to set them in that area to get a trailer so they can maneuver around and set it on the place that it needed to be placed. Amen.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris. I'm just praying for anybody that's sick and sick today. I'm praying for the youth, and I just pray for that God bless the works of my hands today. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to say good morning to everyone. Word of Faith, where I'm a member of Bishop Delcy Bronner and First Lady Dr. Nina. I just want to give them honor this morning and giving honor to the visionary of this prayer line. They had the event on the men becoming deacons, and it was just so many of them. And, you know how you feel like you're not where you were supposed to be? I just feel now that maybe it's something else the Lord wants me to do. So I just want to thank this prayer line for this, y'all service and sharing the word of God like y'all do. I thank y'all so, so much. And everyone have a blessed weekend.
Praise God. We are at the top of the hour, and I am going to turn this to Pastor Darlene. Is she here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to turn it to you with this prayer request, and then you take us out. And you all have a blessed weekend, and I know it's a long weekend for some, so you have a long weekend in Jesus' name. A blessed one, Pastor Darlene.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for the awesome prayer and the word this morning. We do appreciate being reminded about faith, mustard seed faith, and just giving it all to God. So we appreciate that today. And I do thank God for everybody who's here, and I'm just going to pray over these prayer requests. We pray for Uncle Nate this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you help his mental capacity, oh God. Restore him this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we know that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed, and you're the one who can heal his mind, oh God. Anyone who has a need for their mind to be healed, we pray for them this morning in Jesus' name. We pray for Sister Sharon, oh God, that her shoulder will be completely healed, oh God, as she had her surgery, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the man and Henderson family, Father, that you give them peace and those who may be grieving over the loss of a loved one. In Jesus' name, we do pray for Ashton, oh God, the young boy who was beaten by his mother's boyfriend. We just pray, God, today that you heal his body, oh God, strengthen his mind, oh God. And, Lord, we pray that his mom and her boyfriend will come to Jesus Christ and repent of what they have done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for our sister Gladys, oh God, as she continues her studies, oh God, and to strengthen her resolve to serve you, oh God, and be consistent, Lord. We thank you for that, oh God. We pray for Sister Gladys's daughter's barbecue business, oh God, her and her husband, Lord, that you will enlarge their territory, oh God, bless them indeed, oh God, keep evil away, God, that will not cause pain, oh God. We also pray for Sister Chris's business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will bless the work of her hands, oh God, and continue to give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on the paths to take concerning her businesses, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do pray for all the sick and shut-in, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that you help heal and bring wholeness to each and every one. Thank you for healing my body, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you restore everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen. In Jesus' name we pray. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. And as we're leaving today, we do cover and seal all of our prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. And we speak to each and every word that has been spoken against us, every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us. We reject it, and we believe that that it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. In fact, those things that the enemy thought for our evil shall turn out for our good in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We will continue to have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, and that faith will help us to move mountains as we speak to mountains in our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that the Lord restores to the people of God, hearing my voice, your fortunes as he restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends in Jesus' name. So everybody have a beautiful day, an awesome weekend, and come back on Monday, bring somebody with you that has not been here before or may have been here and has not been here in a while.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Go ahead and everybody be blessed. I love you. And, yes, I love each and every one of you.
Amen. We love you too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I. H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.